Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Pure Cringe, the podcast by and for the Bravo obsessed. I am Maria McQuaid. I'm here with my pal, Michelle Barczykowski. How the hell are you, Michelle?
I'm great, Maria. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm so excited to be on the adventure with you that is season two of our pod.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, we are just about to dive into our Feels Like the First Time series. Last year, it was so fun. We did The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm still feeling a little bit like we maybe inspired the mob aesthetic, but I don't want to take too much credit for that. That mob wife aesthetic just happened to coincide with our rewatch of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So maybe, could we be influencers? It could be a thing.
could be a thing.
I'm just saying, it was a thing that happened coincidentally. And this year, I'm so excited. Michelle, do you want to share with everybody what our new rewatch is going to be on?
Yeah, so we are doing Project Runway. We're going back in time. Season one, episode one, Heidi Klum had a Jennifer Aniston haircut. I think,
oh
what
my
year
God.
was this? 2003?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, okay. It's airing in 2004, so it must have been filmed in 2003.
Yeah.
So you're right, we're in the way back machine.
Yes.
The way back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 20 years ago, and Heidi looks super young.
Heidi looks the same now that she did then.
That is the type of filler work that I need to get done.
I think she also lives a very healthy life, though. I mean, you know, she lives a good life. She takes care of herself. And yes, I'm sure that there's some work that she has done, but you know, she doesn't have that hard look about her. She looks like she's always been happy.
She looks like she is fresh from like milking cows. She looks so fresh faced and gorgeous.
Yeah.
In fact, everybody looks awesome. This is so fun for me too, Michelle, because I think this, it's so fun to look back this far away too.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to look it back at fashion from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This episode one is about, it's called Innovation. It's when we sort of meet everybody. These episodes, and we talked about this before we started recording, the early episodes, I think, of any elimination show are like overwhelming.
Yes, for sure.
So
Yeah.
If anyone else had a hard time figuring out who is who and who you're supposed to like and who you're not supposed to like, we're with you. We'll start to get a clearer picture after a couple of folks leave, and we can spend more time with each designer and really be able to see some more feedback and get a little bit deeper. But
Mm-hmm.
we start off with 12 designers and our judges, who are Heidi Klum, as you said. She's also our host. Michael Kors, who I had no idea who this dude was before Project Runway, by the
way. I
know,
know, right?
no idea.
Yeah.
Who was Michael Kors? Never heard of him. And then also never heard of Nina Garcia from Elle Magazine. She's the fashion director.
Yep.
And then, of course, my favorite person on the show, Tim Gunn, two N's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is their mentor. He's the fashion chair at Parsons, New School for Design. I will say to you that what cracks me up is that he reminds me so much of like Steve Martin.
Yes, he does.
I feel like Tim Gunn looked like he was 50 when he was 35.
Yes, totally.
I love him.
Him and
Fun
like
fact,
Anderson Cooper, right? Like
yes,
like the
yes.
same.
Yeah, and they both had that same sort of grace as well. This first season received, they didn't win, but they received an Emmy nomination.
Oh, I didn't
So
know
that was kind
that.
of cool.
Okay.
I didn't either. Did you watch this when it first came out?
No, I didn't. So I'll tell you where I was then. I think 2003, this came out in 2004. So I think I had just finished grad school and gotten married. So I was, and I don't think that we had, I don't even think we had cable. I don't know what we had for TV. I just know it was big. So whatever this was on, whatever channel this was on, we probably didn't have it. We probably didn't have the money.
I think back then it was Bravo, but it would have been like, to your point, it would have been an addition to cable, because I was in the same situation. I was living with someone and we only had basic cable, so we did not have Bravo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember wanting to watch like other things like HBO and being like, thinking HBO was like a fancy restaurant.
Right. And then
At
you
that
go to
time, I was
click
like,
on
I
the
wish I
channel
could
and it was
afford it.
just a blank screen. You'd be like,
Yep.
oh.
And it would just be fuzzy. And you're like,
Yeah.
oh. Sometimes you could hear the special HBO music.
I'll just say that this the boat that I was in prior to this, my mother used to, on VHS tapes, send over to us The Sopranos, Sex and the City, and Six Feet Under. So she, every week she would tape them and then she'd send us over like a collection. And we would like, you know, split a bottle of wine and get like fucking hammered, the two of us, because we, you know, didn't weigh a lot and didn't drink a lot.
And you could do that back then. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like when this was out, I didn't have the money for the level of cable that it would have required to see it live.
Yeah.
I knew of it, I think.
I don't know how I knew I of would, it. Yeah. Probably from People Magazine.
I was going to say, I feel like I may have watched an episode or two, but we'll get to it later. This entire episode was a surprise to me. So I definitely have never seen this one. I will say the grainy sort of shots and the rapid switches between scenes. I think those are really fun to see, like New York 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And especially a couple of years after 9/11.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
You know, to be celebrating New York that way, it kind of didn't dawn on me until we really started to get into it. But it does open with a bunch of those shots of New York City and then that Heidi Klum voiceover. And I love when she says, "New York City, this is Fashion Week. Making it here takes more than talent." And she says that you need connections and cash and clout.
And then, clout, because I'm Heidi Klum.
Because I'm Heidi Klum. I just think she's so adorable. She literally, like, if she was wearing a milkmaid outfit, it could be completely okay with me. And then she says that they open just the way, I mean, this is now today, this is ubiquitous, right? The first opening episode of any season of any reality show is, where do we get the contestants, right?
I love that,
It's like in America's Got Talent or you know, any other American Idol-y type situation where you're seeing people audition. We see the auditions, right? So she says that they sent the fashion experts to four cities to find the best undiscovered designers in America. And so the first place they go to is Los Angeles. And I don't know if you saw this, but Tim Gunn is like all of a sudden in one of the shots holding like the tiniest green satin bomber jacket. And it's like fat guy in little coat.
Yeah.
I kept thinking of fat guy in a little coat from Saturday Night Live. R.I.P. Chris Farley. And then they go to Chicago. And then I forget who it was that asked. Maybe it was one of the designers that asked if the guy, if he sold any of his pieces. Like, and he's like,
my
yes.
Trunk?
Yes.
Trunks. I mean, where the fuck would you sell it from? Tell me. Where else?
It's a thousand, but it was, you're totally right, but it was just beautiful. Just the way he was like, yeah, I sell it out of my truck. Like if he had said he sold it out of his asshole, I would not have been less surprised. Like I was just, right. Of course. That's also, I do the same thing. And then they go to New York and there's this random Asian man in a silk bib.
Yeah.
And he says that he was wearing. I was just glad all his bits were covered. I was afraid a bit was going to come out.
I was like, they're not going to pick him, are they?
I started to panic. I kept looking at him. I'm like, does he look like any of the people that I saw in any of the pictures of this? And he said he would design his clothes for Bjork. And I was like, oh, that's very specific and scary.
Yeah.
And then they go to Miami. And then they say that the panel of judges met to narrow it down to 12 contestants. And they have the chance to show America what they can do. And that every week, the whole premise of the show is that there'll be a new challenge and the top names in the industry will be judging them. I have to say, if my memory serves me correctly about Project Runway in general, part of the excitement was always like, who's going to be the guest judge?
Yep.
Like, will it be someone cool? And again, we're introduced to Nina Garcia and Michael Kors, who it cracks me up because I feel like once he was on the show, Michael Kors clothes and bags were everywhere.
Yes, and now you can find him in Marshalls. Yeah, so
yeah.
He's been around that long.
Before the show, I had no idea who this dude was.
No idea.
And I do love, just like we talked about, I love the idea of us recapping an elimination series.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think every week it's fresh and different. And I think, like we said, the closer we get to finding the winner, the more time we'll be able to spend with each designer and the more drama that we'll be able to find there too. So they'll cut one designer each week until three remain. And then those three will show their lines at Fashion Week, where one winner will be chosen. Now that I'm older, I realize what a huge prize that is.
A massive prize, massive prize. And the thing that I really like about shows like this is it's not only like displaying their talents, but it's like something that they want to do with their life. You know, it has a lot of integrity, this type of show.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, there was one that was just on House of Villains, where it's just, you know, who can be the shittiest person and get eliminated, you know?
Yeah, or like traitors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What value are you bringing to life, society?
Yeah, to your point, I think it's awesome too to be able to give someone an opportunity to live their dream.
Yeah, for sure.
And I didn't realize until sort of watching it now, being an adult and recognizing these are fucking huge prizes, right? So not only do you have the opportunity to be shown in Fashion Week, the winner gets a spread in Elle magazine,
mm-hmm.
which is seen by what, a gazillion people, and then a mentorship with Banana Republic, and then $100,000 to start your own line.
Yeah, that's a lot. And Banana Republic was like such the shit back then. It was,
oh yeah,
so cool. Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was really like, I literally had to kind of like meditate over the prizes. I was like, dang, if I was a designer, I would be like, I'd be cutting bitches' throats every night trying to.
Yeah, like, and like $100,000 like 20 years ago.
I mean,
it was a good amount of money now, but it's be like a fuck ton now. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, now it'd probably be like close to like 300,000 or 400,000.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that's basically enough to start your own line. That's so cool. Yeah. And so that's basically the setup of the entire show, right? Like giving us, this is what we can expect. Now comes the fun part. We get to meet the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
So first I have to say that a lot of these people, it's really, I feel like even though they're completely different people, obviously, I don't know about you, but for a while I was like so happy that there were the Chyrons under all of their, you know, with their names.
Yes.
Because I was literally having to like sort of stop it and go like, who's this guy again?
Yeah.
So it starts with Mario Cadenas. He's from Miami. He's 23.
Mm-hmm.
He says he never compromises his art. Then it was the girl with the like sort of strange, I don't know, faux hawk, I guess.
Oh yeah, the little girl. Yep.
Yeah, Nora. She's, I mean, these people are so young, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She's 21 from Connecticut.
And from Pratt. So.
Yeah.
She's a very specific kind of girl. She's a lot of money. Yeah. She
she cut that hair because she knew it would piss her dad off.
Yep. Yep.
And speaking of pissing his dad off, Austin Scarlett from New York, who
Austin Scarlett? Huh?
His eyes are open so wide. He looks like he's constantly surprised, doesn't
he? Yes, he does. He does.
He's from New York, but has no New York accent at all.
Uh-huh.
He is 23, and he comes with wearing a suit and a hat box with a straw hat.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that?
I thought he was from the South.
There
was a little mixed metaphor there. I was like, did he just say he's from New York, right?
Especially with the name. I mean, obviously, I feel like he created the name Austin Scarlett. He had to have, but it's just one of those things where I was like, when I first saw him, I was like, oh yeah, this is the guy who's from Louisiana. No, New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got that one wrong. And then next, Jay McCarroll from Pennsylvania. He's 29. He worked in porn.
Yep. Yep. He had a really, but it was all dirty money, right? It was all.
Yeah. He has big dick energy.
Yeah.
His big energy.
He's like, I had to get out of it. Everything I earned was dirty money.
Yeah, like, okay, got it. But
it was sticky too. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. It's funny, you know, these few assemble on the street, and then Heidi appears out of nowhere and kind of welcomes them
mm-hmm.
to their new home at the Atlas Apartments.
Yep.
It's a cool high-rise building, isn't it? I was kind of like, all right, I'm down with this. They go upstairs and then they check out the apartment. And then we meet a couple of other people. Do you know who these people are? Did you cut?
I did. So we've got like Alexandra Vidal. Is that my terrible writing here, Maria? She's 22. She's from Miami. And then I don't know. I wrote something that begins with a B, and I don't know what I wrote. Miami.
So you, yep, we have Boho
Boho
Chic. She's a
Chic. That's what I tried to write down. Did a
Boho
boho.
Chic.
Oh, she does, and she's
She's
in
oh, she's
boutiques. She's
super.
in
She
all
is the
sorts of
epitome.
boutiques. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think of the next one, Carasan?
Carasan. She. Well, she's interesting. So she's a little older, and
Yeah.
I'm wondering like how it is like to be a little bit, quote unquote, older. And she's obviously got like a good career. She's a costume designer from LA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I liked her. I mean, again, she's been in the business, so she's a lot more serious already, I think. She doesn't have that fresh face, like, ooh, she's a little jaded.
Yeah, she does seem like a grown-up compared to everybody else so far.
Yeah. And then we have Star, who's got a name like Cher or Madonna. There's like no last name, just Star, who's in law school in North
She's a
Carolina.
lawyer. No,
Oh, she's
she's actually
actually
an
a
attorney.
look.
An attorney. Isn't that
Okay,
terrifying?
and I thought she was okay. She looked really young. Okay.
She's 27.
Yeah, 27. Then we have Vanessa Riley from Houston, who's 34. And I don't really have much to say about her. I don't know.
I like her immediately, like I want to hang out with her, but there's something about her personality I like.
Yeah.
But next comes someone I am already having feelings about.
Oh, yeah, Wendy Pepper.
Yes. What are your thoughts?
Virginia? Well, she's 39. I don't know what to think about her. I'm just gonna go right down to like Robert Plotkin, who I thought was really hot. He's 28.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and he's got some sort of accent. I don't know. Is he from New York?
He is from New York. Yeah, he's, he sounds like a dermatologist. I feel like there's something like he'd be like, your skin looks really good today. Yeah, and I love how he's like, his inspiration is basically cars because cars are like women. And he has kind of like a,
And his mother was a hairdresser, and he's like, and he digs that, right? I'm just like, yeah,
yeah.
he's cool.
There's something about him. Yeah, there's something attractive about him. That's
Yeah.
for sure. And then creepy voice, Kevin John, who's ancient. He's 44.
Oh,
He
wait, I
looks like
skipped over
he's been
him.
around.
Okay. Kevin
Yeah,
John.
he
Oh,
says
wait, I'm sorry.
fashion is
He's
his
in the
family.
next group. He's in the next little group, right? The next hotel. Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah, he says fashion is his family business, and then he tells you to get into the van. And then Daniel Franco from LA, who's 28. He looks like a guitarist for Black Veil Brides. Do you know that
He
band?
does. He does. He's real of the time. You know,
Yes.
and then somebody
Actually,
said
he's
he
of
looked
like
like
1997.
he is, and someone said he looked like Gary Oldman. Yes, that's what Gary Oldman looked like at the time. I don't know if you remember. It was the hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
His
then I
cuffs were as
have,
big as his head.
yep. And then I have the South Park guy. Jay, is that his name? I thought he looked like someone from South Park. You know, like kind of fat with like the glasses and the bandana.
Like he's just wearing a big ski parka.
Yeah. I'm not fat, I'm just big boned.
He's like he is Cartman. He's basically Cartman. So from now on, Jay is Cartman.
Yeah.
Because he's like, eh.
It was just like they're like, which one of us smokes? They're trying to figure out like who
Yeah.
smokes in this group.
Well, this is yeah, and it's so funny because they're. You think that this is really romanticized, and then you look at it, and I'm like, oh my God, there's like four people or five people, in a two bedroom like
Yeah,
unit.
yes. And they have to like share a
No,
bathroom
thank
and
me.
beds and stuff. Yeah.
I'm good. I'm all set. Yeah, at one point I was like, I don't know, maybe this show isn't all that great.
So, and I just wanted to go back. So Austin is in the group with he's in the room with Robert and Wendy.
Yeah, so he's in
Okay.
that group.
All
Yeah.
right.
And yeah, Wendy, because she's, she starts nagging everybody because everyone's like, oh, she's the mom, but she's a pain in the balls, I think.
She's the one who
I've
like
already
wants you to
decided.
eat right. that
Yeah,
her?
I want her to get off my I want her to get out of my business.
Are you gonna
If
fucking
instantly.
cook? Are you gonna cook for me?
When she
Some?
started doing that, I was like, oh.
I will take
Cindy,
care of
shut
myself,
up.
but are you the hired cook? Is that the deal? Right?
Mind your business, Wendy. Mind your business.
Yeah.
So they start doing, rapid cuts of all 12 of them walking to meet Heidi Klum and Timmy on the street. And they're outside of what is going to become like Mecca for us in the show, which is the Parsons School of Design. That's where they're going to do all the work, also the runway shows. So Heidi and Timmy are there, and she's in a Kiss t-shirt. She looks really cute. Tim is so adorable because I realize this is the first time he's doing this. So he's welcoming them. They head inside Parsons and they show the workroom.
It's pretty
So it's
nice.
really, I mean, I have to say, like, the tables look really good, huge tables with their names on them. My favorite, and I don't know how you felt about this, Michelle. Whenever I saw it, I was like, oh, I remember this, the accessory wall. Oh my goobs. For a girl like myself who wants like the jewelry and the purses and the shoes, I just like literally did like a little applause. I was like, oh yes, here's the Banana Republic accessory wall. My heart is singing. And then, bolts and bolts and fucking bolts of cotton to make I forget what you call that, like the lining of them.
The lining.
Like, what's
Well,
the
and
book?
also because they're sponsored by cotton or they're advertising for
Oh,
cotton.
that's right. They're cotton, the fabric of our lives. Not sponsored by cotton.
No, and not polyester.
No. And then he takes them, Heidi takes them to the runway, which is basically just an open room. Looks like pretty much everywhere that I've had to like teach a session for like a company offsite. So one big long runway. Everything's in black. Heidi is standing on the runway, bless her. And so she tries to explain to them their first challenge. Your first challenge. They're expecting a sexy, glamorous dress for a night out. And Heidi
This
brings out
really
the
blew me away.
models. Heidi brings out the models. And I have to say, Michelle, up until the models came out, I forgot about this part. I forgot that this is also a competition for the models.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so what's going to happen here is that they're picking a model, of course, to work with for this challenge. Once someone is eliminated this week, next week there's going to be that an extra model and only 11 designers. So there's that whole layer too, which is kind of fun to think about, because if the model who's paired with the winning designer gets that spread and out.
So there's going to be this whole other undercurrent of like models like pimping themselves out to whoever they think is going to win.
Right. And think of it this way. People will have favorite models. People will have models they do not love. Wink, wink. And so that I thought was really kind of cool. I completely forgot about that part. So she has the names of the designers picked from the bag. They choose their models. We've never seen the models before. So all we're like is, oh, they're all beautiful girls, right? And it's too hard to care about this many people, right? Like 12 models and 12 designers, right? So that's when Heidi says that she's going to host a party for them that evening. And so she hosts the party on the rooftop. I don't know. I kind of wish I was there.
Yeah, I
Kind of
wish they'd showed more
looked
of
like a
it.
good.
It didn't look like a good time, and I wish they'd showed more of it, but I feel like sometimes they just show these little things and then there's just to tease you. And then
Oh, exactly.
yeah, because it
Exactly.
could
Because
have
they're just
given
like, oh, you.
like a little more personality to the people, you know?
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is the first time anybody's interacting. So this would have been really fun to kind of see that, right? What did you think? So a couple of people are noticed this, but what did you think about what Daniel was doing while everybody was hanging out?
He's so weird, isn't he? Was he like talking to the cameraman or something, or you know, I don't know, he's always got some like speech going on.
No, he was actually off to the side. So I don't know if you saw this. It was kind of fucked up because he makes it seem like he's the only person who's like a good designer. Did you know what I mean? Or like who's taking it seriously? Did you notice that, Daniel, a little bit? He has a little bit of an attitude. But did you see him go off to the side with his model?
No. Oh, I missed that.
So he goes off to the side and he's like measuring her, getting her measurement.
Oh, yes, right. Because he wants to, I remember that, because he wants to sort of get a leg up on, what's going to
Yeah, and he
happen.
doesn't understand why these other idiot designers are socializing. Like he makes it seem like he's the only one who's really taking this
Like
serious. It's like,
down to
right, and
business.
everybody else, why are they socializing? That's
Yeah.
funny.
Well, he has,
Yeah.
he's a really oddly self-important kind of person. And I got to give the guy credit because, you got to spin your own bullshit and make other people believe it. And he does a good
Oh,
job at that.
he
Yeah, he
drinks his
does.
own Kool-Aid deeply. Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, he mixes it and packages it and sends it out. So yeah,
Yeah.
he's the only one. It was actually cute to your point. It looked like it was a fun party, but he's off to the side taking his model's measurements. And then Jay actually says, Daniel is calculated. He's not social. And then Heidi leads a walk-off.
Yep, the
Did you
model
see
walk
that?
off. Yep.
The model, which ends in a toast, and it was cute. But to your point, I think it is just meant to like wet our whistle for the idea that like this is glamorous.
Yeah.
This is a cool thing when we know that these people are basically three people in a room. It's not sexy when you go back to your New York City cockroach infested apartment.
No.
So the next morning, Tim Gunn takes them shopping for fabric for their challenge, and they're heading towards the garment district. And then they keep walking, and so everyone's like, "Where the hell are we going?"
This is so
And then
brilliant. I loved
I
it.
honestly, I thought this was so cool. They head down an escalator, and where do they land, Michelle?
A fucking grocery store
Oh
is
my God, I love
amazing.
it.
It was so amazing. I,
The
the
panic on
on
the
their face,
faces.
the pa my panic too. My panic the first time I saw this, I was like, get the fuck out. What are they gonna find in here? I was like, what do you do with tomatoes? What? Because they're showing like the fruit. It's like pineapple on her head. I don't know what. Like what?
All I kept thinking was like, I don't understand what's going to happen. Like, do they have to like cut things and like what will they do? Like shred? I couldn't
Yeah.
even wrap my brain around it. So I it breaks my heart a little bit. But they said, Tim goes, all the fabric, wink wink, for their designs must be purchased there, and it has to be as unconventional as possible. And here we hear his catchphrase for the first time: make it work.
Yeah, make it work.
Make it work. They have 1 hour to shop. It's like a fashion supermarket sweep, kind of.
Yeah.
And so they're like running up and down the aisles. We're seeing all of these, like, and honestly, I don't have a great imagination when it comes to this stuff. So when I start to see the things that they are individually taking, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Carousel takes all the ribbon.
I just want to talk about that because I have a big note in here. They had $50 in the
Yeah.
envelope, and she bought
Yeah.
26 rolls of fucking ribbon. Do you know how much a roll of ribbon costs now? It so you could
How
go to
much?
the dollar store and get that for 250. It's one of those things that it's never a dollar. It's that you could not get 26 rolls of ribbon. I remember the last time I went out and got a couple of rolls of ribbon for something at a supermarket like that, and it was like $5 for the roll. I couldn't believe it. Anyway,
Oh, wow.
just
So
to,
then that probably makes sense with what I was thinking next, which was when Austin gets 28 years of corn.
28
How could
years of
that would not
corn.
normally be, right? 50 bucks.
No, I some no because lots of well, they'll have them for like 99 cents or, well, what time of year was it?
Oh, okay.
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
Depends on the
It's
time of
nice
year,
out
but
still. It was nice out still.
yeah. So if it
That's
was
for
like
sure.
September, it was probably like bumper crop sale stuff.
It's
But
crazy to me. He bought 28 years of corn. I couldn't think of what he was going to do.
I
And
know.
Nora gets the lounge chair.
Yep.
Jay gets a ton of aluminum foil. And Tim, I hate when people do this in real life. And when I see this in any type of game show, it always like ratchets up the anxiety for me, which is like a time call
Oh,
when they're
yeah,
like, you have
right?
5 minutes left. You have
Yeah.
1 minute left. And I'm like, shut up. Like in my mind, I'm like, oh my God. And so Tim starts making the time calls. There's 5 minutes left. There's 1 minute left. And so he ratchets up the drama for everyone. And I panic. And then they go back to the workroom and they have until midnight. They're just, and then the runway is the next day.
Yep, till midnight. And I wonder what time it is now. And I wonder who gave them dinner. And I know I got a
Well,
lot
we
of
could.
questions. I always get these stupid logistical questions that they never show.
Oh, please. I think about, especially with some of this stuff, and it was answered actually by what happens with Austin stuff. But when Vanessa said that she bought crawfish, I was like, wait, what? Where are they being stored?
Yeah, where are they being stored? And I'm sorry,
Like, are
is
they
that
going to
going to
survive
smell
when
in
they were
that
on the
room?
world?
Does that smell in the room? What's going to
You have to
happen?
kill something for the challenge? Shit, man.
Yeah.
And we see us Austin shucking a massive amount of corn, a massive amount. And Wendy is using candy. Instantly, I'm starving. And then Mario is like, it's very interesting. He just uses a shower curtain and he does like a Janine Jones, right? And he like wraps it, he drapes it and wraps it and says he's done. And everybody in the room is stunned. He's stunned. And I instantly start to think he's the one that's going.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Because he's playing around. I mean, and they're leading us to believe that too, with the way that it's being shot, right? Because he's playing around.
Yeah, he's just,
Basically,
yeah,
like,
he's out for cigarette breaks and then he's like, kind of hanging out with people, giving them opinions, and yeah, he's grooving, he's relaxed.
and then, it reminds me of years ago, I taking a test that for some reason I did very, very quickly. And I left about 40 minutes before everybody else in the room. And I remember at the time, like waiting outside the room and being like, took me about 20 minutes to go, did I do something wrong? Should I have spent more time on that? Maybe. Maybe I should have spent more time on
Well, it's
that.
funny looking at this. I remember, like, I had been in grad school, right? And the and it was like Masters of Fine Art. Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing with it. Nothing. But so you'd go and
Well, if
every
you like fine art,
yeah, okay.
you know stuff.
I know stuff.
You do.
I have a really nice expensive degree on my wall framed. It's like the most expensive piece of art that I have. So, and somebody would, everyone's working on something all the time. And then you'd sit in a class and something would be due, and somebody would pull out like a fucking stilo, right? A little pen here.
Hostilo.
Mon stilo.
Yeah, but still.
I'd be like looking at it
I was just
going,
gonna say, I'm like, I can't remember if it's le stilo, it's masculine. That's right. It's a dick.
so
It's a dick. I remember.
it's a
I
dick.
remember.
So
Mr. Dooley would
they
be
pull it
happy.
out, and of course, I think it was postmodernism was like huge. We're not in that like artistic age anymore, but the whole idea was to rip something apart so that you could like rebuild it in a different way, and everything was like critical. So I'd be sitting there looking at this like person with Monstilo, and I'd be like, I want to stick that up her nose because she's a twat. I don't know what she's talking about. And she would just be like, this is it, this is my thing, I'm sticking to my story, I'm gonna die on this hill, this is what I have to say about it. And everybody would fucking love it, and she'd probably sell it for like $10,000. But that's what reminds me of that guy. He's gonna This is it, this is my thing. I
Oh
don't
yeah,
even know.
he feels like it's deep. It's
Yeah.
not like he looks at it as he's thrown it together. He feels like,
This
I
is it.
mean, spoiler alert, but
This is
other
my
people apparently
shit.
agree. But yeah,
It's so crazy.
Jay. And so then, well, and then I think it moves from like a couple of different delusions, which is Mario's delusion that I think that he's done enough, which to me seems like he hasn't. Then to Daniel, who's doing like stuff that my brother would do, like doing what they would, what,
I
yeah,
know.
what, like, they're called, like, it's Jay makes fun of Daniel's kind of like, Bob Barker approach to design,
Yes,
he
Bob
calls it.
Barker. Totally, totally.
And this is
Come
while Jay and
on down. And now we have
he does,
the
yeah,
tinfoil.
because he really is. Daniel is like very, and we'll talk about why this is later, but I feel like Daniel is playing to the camera the whole time, and
Absolutely.
I feel like he breaks. I mean, of course, in a reality show like that, the fourth wall is broken, period, right? But I feel like he is doing it in a different way. I feel like the things that he is saying in his confessionals, I feel like he's looking at the camera in ways that other people are not. I don't know if that makes
Yeah,
any
I think
sense.
he gets it. He gets it on a different level, I think. There's another space for him somewhere, but
Well, Michelle, I don't want to ruin it for you, but he has experience. He has
He's
some
got
experience.
experience.
So yeah, so I will say that I kind of love Austin. Like, I feel like I would gravitate to him just to like be kind of like, this kid's, a mess. He has a little mini breakdown and mini crisis while making his garment. He starts to weave it and he's like, the
I
fuck is this? And it
know,
was
I'm
a rink.
thinking
You
to
could tell it was
myself, honey,
just
you don't have enough to weave a whole dress. You need to go back and get More corn.
I don't. I was like, I don't know if that's enough to cover an entire human being's body.
Like, I know they're skinny. The girls are really
I
skinny,
know they're tiny, but they're
right?
not that tiny. It was like a Barbie size
Yeah.
area. I was like, honestly, you know what it was like? It was a I thought it was like a placemat, like a table mat. That's what it looked like to me. It was very well done. I'm not trying to say it wasn't. He wove the shit out of that, but like it was so tiny. But he had a nervous breakdown, and that's when they're like up 2 hours to deadline. And Star's dress is
I don't know.
so
I'm
if
not
JonBenet
sure.
Ramsey, God rest her soul,
Yes.
rose from the dead and was going to be in a pageant where she needed to look like a skater girl from Mars, I think that's what she would have wanted.
Yeah.
Like, or like JoJo Siwa, you know that girl when she was young with the big bow in her hair? I
Loved
think
her.
she would have
Yeah.
worn, yeah, she would have worn Star's dress. What were your thoughts on that one?
Exactly. I mean, well, I was kind of thinking, I was thinking of the like the child, whatever, the child beauty competitions. Exactly, which would be very fun to, that would be a fun thing to do. But yeah, I
Oh, to
was,
watch, yeah,
but yeah, I love
hilarious.
your analogy with JoJo Siwa. Exactly. Or like an ice
Even
skater.
the
I
makeup, did you
thought,
see
yeah.
the makeup? It was like very juvenile. It looked like
Yeah.
JoJo could have done it
I
when
was
she was
thinking
little, not
like an
now.
ice skater
Adult.
for some reason. Ice skater. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a demented ice skater from Mars. Yeah, it was not
Yeah.
cute. And it really, to me, I was really stunned because I mean, I don't know how to sew, so this is like, but it showed to me no skill, and it looked like something that anybody could have thrown together
Yeah.
who didn't even know how to sew, I guess.
Yeah.
And so then this is one of my favorite parts. I realized this as soon as this happened. I was like, oh, right, I remember when Tim Gunn comes to check on them. I love this.
Yes.
He does this every episode. I love this. So, Carasan is painting her model,
Yep.
and Vanessa is doing weird trash bag fishnet stuff.
Yeah, and she's got to like start over. She's got to, Tim says sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when Tim says stuff like that? Like, I'm always like devastated. And then he goes and he talks to our friend Daniel, the deluded.
Oh, and he is in, he is taken in. He is just sucked into the vortex, isn't he? He's like,
Like
yeah,
he gets there's just there's a soul gaze that happens, and
I'm
Tim like falls into
in.
the black hole that is Daniel's ego.
And he's fascinated by it too. Yeah.
And what's great is that you can tell that Tim knows that this guy is a bullshit artist. Like Tim
But
knows.
he fully admits that he gets into his
Yes.
orbit and you
Yeah.
start believing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Daniel inexplicably kind of brushes Tim Gunn off.
It's like, excuse me, I have to just get back to work
I'm
now.
busy.
Yeah.
Which,
I'm
by the
done selling
way,
snake oil and I have to get back to work.
as obnoxious as what he did was, I almost was like, yes, because I feel like that watching the Great British Baking Show, when I see like, Paul Hollywood and Prue, and they're like talking to someone while they're baking the thing, I'm like, I would have to stop and look at them and go, you two need to fuck off because I can't speak to you like an intelligent person on television and also bake the thing. Those are two separate things. I would have a nervous breakdown. So when he did it as it, I knew it was rude, but I was like, oh my God, I would secretly want to do that.
Yeah.
Not so very secretly. And that ends the night. The next morning, it begins with Star being worried. And what's funny is everybody concurs that she should be worried.
Yeah, I know everybody's like, yeah, Star's gonna go.
So we go back to Parsons with Tim Gunn and the models, and it's the model fittings. And I forgot about this part of the show too, which I always like because it's always really hectic,
Yeah.
right? You're seeing the looks, but they're not complete.
Yeah. And I love how they're like half naked and, and they're so fucking skinny.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when the show came out and watching what one of the first episodes that I saw, and just being like, it reminded me of, I can't think of the name of the place. I want to say it was called Lohmann's, and it
Oh,
had
Lohmann's.
a
Yes, it's like a filing's basement kind of place, but
yeah,
like
but
a little more upscale. And you
they
could
had
just
a
take
group
your clothes
changing
off.
room.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a group changing room, and that place freaked me the fuck out because I remember going there to get dresses in high school and like walking in and there were like 12 other women just like taking off their clothes and
Taking it
putting on
off.
clothes and trying things on. And I was like, oh, and that's what watching Project Runway always reminds me
You
of.
know
But
something?
these are better looking.
That just brought up like a really fun memory. So in high school, I worked at Filene's Basement, the one at Saugus, and that was a busy one. Like that, you know, it wasn't as
Yeah.
crazy as Boston, but it was a busy one. But and I would I oh everyone used to hate like having to go like on the fitting room duty because you'd have to empty all the shit out and put it back, and no one ever like put them on hangers. But you know, every now and then, there'd be like you know some guy who was you know dressed as a woman. Doing his transition thing or whatever, or just permanently living like that. And you know, it was like really obvious. And but they'd come in and they'd have like all these gorgeous clothes, and the whole fucking fitting room would like empty out. They'd be so freaked out because it was all open. There was nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the
Yeah.
poor guy with like his pantyhose stuff tucked in, and he's just,
Oh.
you know, there trying it on. And you know what?
Oh
He looked
God.
better than everybody else. But yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, it was at a time when like you never even thought about stuff like that until it happened.
Yeah, and so
Yeah.
and the word would always be like the cross dressers here.
The
So
cross
terrible.
like
The cross
Well, you
dressers.
know what it was? I'll tell you, it was all those horrible movies, like what was it, like Dress to Kill, and like that really like that fucked around and did some weird shit. But yeah, but honestly, like the that's it's funny because those kinds of like open areas, like today, probably not as much of a big deal, but back then, a huge deal, right? To go into an area or to the idea of using a men's or having a unisex bathroom. Like the same thing. Like it never would have been a thing then. And of course now it's no big deal and completely cool. But I give those girls amazing amounts of credit for being able to disrobe on camera and in front of a room full of people. I couldn't even do it in a room full of strangers. So I when I was way younger. So
Well, and
I
you
give
know
them a
what's
ton of credit.
interesting also about those girls is they were never the ones that were considered pretty in high school because they were always too skinny, too gawky looking. Do you know what I'm saying? But they kind of
Yeah.
fit this once you make them up, you know what I mean? Then you can really start to see like what's really nice about their features. And there were also like the girls wearing the size zero and wish that they had boobs. They're those girls,
Right.
you
Yeah, the
know.
girls were really tall, who were just stunningly beautiful, but we had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So yeah, so the God bless the models during the fittings, because it really is a crazy time. I can't even imagine the pressure. Tim Gunn comes to get Austin because there's been a disaster, Michelle. It's been a disaster. In the corn in the Dust Bowl.
In the
What do you want
cornfield.
to tell me?
In the
Yeah, what happened in the
cornfield.
cornfield?
Well, he didn't
What happened?
refrigerate his stuff. I didn't know that there was an option for a fucking refrigerator. But because he didn't refrigerate it at all, the corn shrunk, the husks shrank. Is that what you're talking
Oh
about?
my God.
What?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
So explain to me why. So did I even get it? Like I didn't even think about refrigeration.
Well,
I didn't
it
even
crossed my
think
mind
of
when she
that.
had the crawdads. But
Them I want to just killed. I didn't want them anywhere near me.
To be honest with you, I think they would have shrank anyway. If you once you peel them, the water starts evaporating out of the husks. So even if you put it in the
Oh.
refrigerator, I don't think it's gonna last that much
Oh,
longer.
Shazam. That makes sense. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Ooh, crawdad man. I don't like that at all. Yeah, I don't like the idea of like the living things, because that's gross. But the corn, I would never have thought to refrigerate it, honestly. I would have been Austin with the big eyes going, ooh, touching his cravat, like, ooh, what
Yeah,
happened? Clutching his pearls.
I guess I'll just make it work. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is an hour before the show too, right? I would again start crying. Then we have this whole drama with Kara Song. What was your take on this with Kara Song and her model Morgan?
Yeah, I felt bad. Was it so her model's late because she's got to paint her boobs or something, right? And then so they tell her, like, go out on the street and start looking for models. And I love the girl who like stops and has a conversation with her and then just says, no, I'm not interested.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I would be like, so at that time, at that age, I would have been so flattered. I probably would have got in the van. I would have been like, you think I'm pretty enough to be a model? Okay. Yeah, I can decide this van. Sure.
Well,
I'll breathe into that
but she
cloth.
had somewhere to go. I think she had on like she looked like she was dressed for work. She had a bag. She was, I'm surprised she even stopped to talk to her. But and then the poor model shows up because her mom was out of town and she's usually the one who wakes her up. So she's late.
The
And
fuck is that?
then she gets fired.
Yeah, her agency dropped her.
Yeah. Tim Gunn's like, it's really bad.
Yeah, I know. It was so great when he did that. I was like, oh,
You
I'm
know,
in love
that's
with him.
really bad.
Really bad. And then, Wendy, who I feel like is so obnoxious, like has to go and cuddle Morgan. And that's when Carousel is like, come on, we'll make it happen. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Morgan, I don't know. I don't know that how much of that I can blame on, like, your mom didn't wake you up. But Robert and Jay are watching Daniel and laughing at him because he Daniel is doing more of his like jazz handy stuff
And he's
and
talking
saying that he
about,
is.
like the fucking the how the butcher block the butcher paper has a sort of like taffeta thing
Oh, stop it,
going.
please. Yes, please. Say it. What I mean, he said the craziest
Taffeta,
shit.
fucking moire, I don't know, like fucking velvet. I mean, like, are you kidding me? You're
Did you
joking?
see him do the trim in foil?
In
He
foil.
trimmed a vest
In foil.
made out of butcher paper in foil.
My
Now, I'm not
only
saying it
Chris,
doesn't show skill.
but I think he flew up his own ass on that one. Like it, like the
The taste.
detail. He was thinking like the detail was gonna, the devil's in the details, and he was thinking it's gonna, everyone's gonna be wowed by the fucking trim,
I have to
the
be
tin foil
honest.
trim.
I thought that his was better than Mario's, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. I felt like his at least looked like he made something, even though the thing that he made wasn't very pretty. But I think Danielle, I'm still in Real Housewives of New Jersey. I just want to hate somebody. I think Danielle is not a very likable, like he's not edited in a very likable way either,
No.
because we're just seeing him, cutting from him, dismissing Tim Gunn to him kind of being super cringeworthy about his own design. And so now we do what I think is a lot of fun, and I actually think that Robert and Jay remind me of us when they're
Oh,
doing
yeah.
this, when they're kind of like sitting there like watching. They're like, they're like just kind of like bitching about like everything that they're kind of watching in the room. And I'm like, oh, that's us. So then it moves on to hair and makeup, which is so fun. I love watching hair and makeup. Hair and makeup is always my favorite. And then Tim somehow gets them to the runway, where Heidi, ironically, doesn't look all that great in the beginning. I don't love her sort of situation. What do you think about what she's wearing?
She had different hair. I just noticed her hair and I didn't like it. That's all I
Yeah,
remember.
she didn't look amazing. But she starts her I and this speech is iconic, of course, which because you've seen the show as well, which is one day you are in, the next day you are out. Right. And then we meet the judges, and it looks promising because we have Michael Kors, of course, Nina Garcia. And then I forgot about this, Patricia Field, who did all of the costumes for Sex in the City.
Oh, yes,
So I
that's
was like
right.
expecting her to have a lot to say.
So
Didn't
can you
have to say much.
imagine like being one of these contestants and like Patricia Field shows up and you're I my palms were sweating. I mean,
I was excited. I was like, oh my God, because to me, like every single outfit that everybody wears on Sex and the City is amazing.
yes, and everything. I mean, I did love Sarah Jessica Parker as Carrie. She looked so great. Everything she wore was so fucking quirky, and but yeah, everybody did look good.
I mean, I just every detail was just always so cool. So I was really excited to see that she was one of the judges. And so one of my favorite parts is funny. As soon as she said it, I was like, oh, when Heidi goes, let's start the show. And when the music starts, and it's like this very, and everybody comes from behind what is it,
Like a
basically
screen, some big cloth
a screen
screen.
where we see
Yeah.
their shadow.
Yep.
And so the first person, first design is Vanessa's design.
Vanessa.
And
I
Vanessa's
know her name
design
is.
is with the shredded trash bags.
Yes. Yeah.
The girl almost looked like Brigitte Bardot. She had
Yes.
big hair and
Yeah.
she had like shredded trash bags over each boob.
Yeah. I kind
And then
of liked
like,
it.
I mean, yeah, I thought the skirt was really cute. And
Yeah.
there was something about, I think, the way that she styled the model too that made it really interesting.
Yeah.
Two is Austin, the corn dress. It is shriveled and shedding, but it's really cool.
It is really
I
cool. I
mean,
didn't
I.
love the shape of the skirt. It could have been a little longer,
Oh,
or it
okay.
was like a little suit too
Yep.
flared at the bottom, but I thought it was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that bodice I thought was just beautiful, the way it sort of came up in the center.
Yeah.
But I mean, and when we think about what it was made of, it's kind of nuts.
Yes.
It does make me wonder, where did all that beautiful corn go? Give me all that corn footage. And then three is Wendy, who, speaking of me being hungry, the model is mostly naked. And she's, is it like dangling candy on the off the bikini?
Yeah,
I saw some
it
balloons or
was like
something.
lifesavers and balloons and pom-poms. Like, yeah, it was very it was like something a little kid did.
I was really surprised. I because at first I was like, oh, did she make the bikini? And then I was like, oh, Shazam, she didn't make that bikini.
Yeah, she just put something on it,
Threw it
right?
together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the unfortunate star.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't
you
think her
know,
model was happy.
no. And it's interesting that you say that because I felt like when she was on the runway, like, you know, I'm sure that when you're a model and you're going to do a runway show, you're given direction, right? And people are like, think about blah, 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 blah. And I feel like somebody came up to her and whispered in her ear, Disney villain. And then just walked away. Because I feel like she's doing this whole like Jojo Siwa outfit, but her whole face is giving you like Disney villain.
Yeah.
Like it's giving you like Maleficent. It's giving you like she doesn't really look, she looks horrified. And did you see? I mean, every time the camera, frankly, from the second half of the show on, from when she starts working, every time the camera comes to Star, I feel like she's an inch away from tears.
Yes, there's something about like her eyes are open really wide and her eyebrows are always arched and she's like always
Think,
like,
think,
why
think,
me?
think.
Why me? Why? Yeah.
She's like a doe. There's something about her where she just looks like, yeah. This whole, it looks very amateur, which is, to me, at this point, if I had to choose, I would say that for me, I was thinking that it was her at this point that she was leaving. Five is Jay. It was foil with like a pink wrap, and it actually looks like a dress you might wear.
Yeah. He, for as sloppy as he is, he kind of surprises me. I think he's
Yeah.
probably got a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of good thoughts. Well, you know what? He wears those fucked up colored scarves on his head. I like
Yeah.
that.
I was just gonna say, I'm like, I like the balls that he has.
Yeah.
Roberts, you know, as much as we think he's kind of sexy, we think he's freaky and we like him a lot.
I think you're freaky. Yeah.
I think you're freaky. It's a song. But I think what he's made there looks like Sailor Moon a little bit, made out of
Yep.
button candy. What
Yeah.
what's the deal?
I don't know
What
what.
was and with the mop skirt? What did
And
you think about
then
his
he, I remember
design?
he was dyeing them, right? He had them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, you know, it was a cute idea, but it wasn't,
Not so much.
no, not so much.
Yeah, and I wanted to like his stuff. Kara, so Morgan, you know, stomps down the runway like a nutbag. The skirt is made of
Yeah.
cupcake foil liners, which is kind of cute, but I didn't love the design. I thought it was meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of the next one? It was this one is the creepy one. Creepy Kevin. So it's the white fishnet with like a weird clear bow on the front, but the back is bare.
I didn't think much. I didn't like, I have to be honest with you, there's a whole, most of them I just am almost like drawing a blank on. They were just like nothing, unless they were like so fucking terrible or really good. This was just a meh. It was in the line of meh.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, there are only a couple that I can say to you, like, that I remember. One of them is the next one, which is Nora. So she made hers out of the chair, the woven
Yes, I
area of
loved
like a
that.
chair. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, who I could imagine wearing that was like Terry Nunn from Berlin, the band Berlin, or like what's the girl from Missing Persons? Do you hear me? Yeah, like it
Oh,
just felt very
Video
80s to
Killed
me,
the
and I loved
Radio
it.
Star. That was the first video ever shown on MTV, wasn't it?
I feel like it was a very like it was a cool throwback, and it did. The color was good at first when I saw her picking them up in the store. I was like, oh, geez, Louise. But I actually thought like it was like it had a cool Jetsony
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
moment.
I really like, although when I saw her pick the chair, I was like, she's gonna make something good. What it was is she saw it for the material, and she wasn't like, like the whoever did the candy, it was just they were just like
Wendy.
seeing, Wendy was just seeing colors and shit and like
She's going
little
through menopause and
decorations.
she's hungry.
Yeah, and but the dress with the chair, I was like, she just sees that for like the color and the texture, which is I think what you were supposed to do, which is what Austin did too with the corn, right? So
I mean, and I think there's something about the just the way that it was draped too that had kind of a I loved the neckline of it. I loved the fact that you could, you know, it was a little bit 3D. Yeah, it was just very clever, very clever. And then we have Daniel. It was an asymmetric hem dress. It looked like it had like what was it gathered in the front?
I couldn't.
Then he had his butcher paper. So it was like a long vest. Would we call that a duster vest? By the way, I apologize to anyone who's like, what the fuck is she talking about? I don't know anything about fashion. I wear very boring, but sometimes strange clothes.
I don't know what it was. I
Because it
was
was like a long, it was a
something
long
I'd never
vest,
wear.
right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It was a dustery vesty sitch.
It was almost like you could wear it as a dress on its own if you wanted, or you could wear it with pants or leggings underneath. I something you
Interesting that you
should
said
never
that.
wear. You should never wear it. You should never
You
wear
know
that.
what? That's interesting that you said that because I think had he made a dress made out of the butcher paper, it would have been more interesting than the dress he ultimately made. But and then we have the last two, which is Alexandria. So she is our boho chic girl. I don't know. This dress to me, I watched the girl walk. I actually rewound it and watched it again. It's a brown knit dress made from pantyhose and socks. It felt so, it was just, I mean, it existed. It was a dress. It number one looked like it was so ridiculously tiny. It was like so stupidly tiny. It was barely covering this girl's actual body parts. But it just felt like it was so boring. It felt like it was just like, really? Like of all. And I know that she did the thing, that she got the brief and she did the brief, but it felt very much like yawn.
Yeah, it was a yawn. And in fact, when I saw her like just with all the pantyhose, I was like, I don't, there's nothing nice she can make out of it's gonna be gross. It's gonna be yucky.
And then last, the one that we were like, eh. So Mario's. So tell me what you think. I'm curious. Do you remember what Mario finally after watching him drape it for 30 seconds and then spend the rest of the episode walking around? What did you think about his design when it went down the runway?
I liked it. I liked it. I fuck him, but I liked it. I think his model felt okay in it too. I think Yeah, he's an asshole. I mean, I know everybody thought that he was going to be the one to go home, but I didn't think so. I just thought, you know what? There's something to being in business and like self-promotion that I'm sticking by this. It's my story, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And I call it chutzpah, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that counts for a lot. It
You can
does.
back it up though. I thought it was surprisingly pretty. I agree with you. I called it a surprisingly pretty prom dress, but almost impossible to walk in.
It's a little tiny steps. It's like, is she gonna make it? She's gonna make it.
Yeah, that's the only thing where I was like, you had time, you could have made this a little bit more wearable.
Well, I
You
wonder
know,
too,
you could have
though,
taken any of the hours.
if he was, because models are just supposed to be like just like this clothes rack, right? That's why they're so skinny.
Right.
But I also think too that there's this like sort of there has to be like they fetishize the tininess of the woman, and I was wondering if that was like his little fetish thing going on.
Yeah, he didn't realize how the opening had to be bigger for her to walk.
Yeah, and he didn't care.
If something that was, yeah.
Yeah.
No. So, at this point, when you watch the runway show at this point, did you have a moment where you thought like you knew who was going to win and who was going to be out? Because I clearly felt Star would be out.
No, for some reason, I no, I thought Star was gonna stay. I thought it was gonna be Daniel. I just thought he was
Really?
annoying enough, and his thing fucking sucked, and it yeah, he was there to promote other things. I don't think he was there for the right reasons. And I think that is part of it too, that there's an integrity to this that you have to see. Maybe somebody didn't do as good of a job as somebody else, but are they there for the right reasons? And he's
So it's
not.
interesting that you say that because he believes, and we'll talk about his departure quote later, but he believes just the opposite. He believes he is the only one with integrity, and the rest of the people that are there are there for different reasons. But we'll get there. So right after this happens, and I have to be honest, this is the part where I start like I forgot about the level of drama there was from here on in the show. Like
Yes. Now it
Right,
starts.
like I really now I remember why I kept coming back, and I mean I watched this show in the later seasons for years, and I would just be like leaning forward, like who's it gonna be, who's it gonna be, who's it gonna be? And so Heidi comes out and she asks all 12 designers to get out on the runway, and she says that if she calls your name, step forward. And I hate this part too. I hate when people do this, and you never know is the step forward the good people or the shit people. Every time. And so she calls six names and she says Kevin, Alexandra, Mario, Jay, Kara, and Robert. And I'm like, oh, these have to be the people, who are awesome. And she says, no, these are the people who are in the middle. And the remaining people have the highest and lowest scores. And the judges will now ask some questions, and the models are brought out, and they stand next to the designer. And this is where she says the thing that I completely forgot about, which is immunity. Love a good immunity, Michelle, where you can just do all kinds of crazy shit and take risks and be a full bag of nuts. And so the winner gets, it could be just cuckoo. Well, no, I mean, I'll put you this way, as someone who like does creative stuff for work, and you're the same. Imagine if you had a situation where like nobody could fire you, you could do whatever you wanted, right? Or nobody could stop you. And so within those parameters, and especially within some of the constructs that they give them, the idea of being able to take those creative risks sounds just so fun and exciting to me. So yeah, that's I think one of the most exciting things is being able to get the immunity. And now we come to the Inquisition, which is what I refer to this part where literally, it's, we're going to have three people looking up at, models. And so everybody looks terrified, including the judges a little bit. Like everybody's a little bit like, maybe it's because it's the first show. Everyone's like, am I supposed to, is this my good side? I'm not quite sure what's happening. And I have no idea who's the top versus the bottom three at this point. Did you?
Well, I knew that Austin was going to be, that he was going to stay for sure. But no, I didn't know anybody. I had no idea. I just knew that because he, who the fuck else is going to do a corn thing? And it
Yeah, I just knew
it
he would
still
be
made it work.
eliminated.
Yeah.
Right. I knew, I didn't know who would win, but I thought to myself, for sure, I felt like Austin won't be eliminated. And I kept saying to myself, I also was hoping that Nora would not be eliminated because I really liked her design. Because I thought to myself, I find that really wearable. Like I would, you know, if I were younger, I would love that dress. And so that I'm similar. I had a hard time. It starts though, the questioning starts with Patricia to Austin. We knew this was coming. Read the corn dress. Like, did you boil them? Did you dip them in oil? Like, the fuck did you do? And that's when, you know, we get to hear the whole, like, yeah, I should have refrigerated them. I didn't know.
Well,
But
sorry,
they say
just
how.
quick question. Do you think at this point the judges had their minds made up, or were they getting these questions? Because they take a break and then go decide, right? So this is like another, like, I'm just wondering, is this another piece in the process of elimination? I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I mean, I feel like this is the these people had maybe the you know, we have the people with the bottom three scores and the top three scores, but I wonder if from here is where they decide who wins and who loses.
It's like, because
I
now
wonder if
it's
like
like their
that
defense.
first, yeah, it's like defending your life. Love that movie. Yeah, and I it's one of those things too where I feel like it's hard to tell. I mean, when they were first talking to Austin, I was like, do they like the fact that he, you know, or that he like came back from this adverse situation where they got funky, and or do they think it looks really sloppy? It's so hard to tell. I do love Nina though, because Nina is very like two middle fingers up to whoever she's talking to. She's like, fuck all of you people. She's like, I am fashion. That she wakes up in the morning, Nina Garcia wakes up in the morning and looks in a mirror and she's like, I am fashion, right? That's how she is. I can tell. And she says to Wendy, what were you thinking? I see very little clothes. And then did you hear the bullshit that Wendy came back with?
No, remind me, I forget.
She's like, well, my model is from Brazil. Who gives a fuck? She was
Oh,
trying
so
to
she was
like
going for the
pass it off
Carnival
like she was
shit?
going for Rio, right? And then Nina again goes to Vanessa and she asks what her inspiration was. And then she starts talking about the Cajun stuff and the crawfish. And then Nina talks to Daniel and asks if they can see under the jacket. Right. And that's when everyone's like, oh, look at me. He takes off the jacket and everyone is like hit in the face with his dick. They're like, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Put the jacket back on. Put the jacket back on. And then Michael Kors is talking to Nora. Basically, we agree with Michael Kors. That must mean something. We have good taste, right? He says he really likes her design as much as we did. It's interesting, it's innovative, it's wearable. And when he said that, I thought, oh, he said innovative. She must have won. So that's how my mind worked. And then Heidi goes to Star and asks what we've been waiting for someone to fucking ask this woman for 45 minutes, which is, what were you thinking? Why did you do this? And then her, did you hear what she says back?
No, I
She
don't
goes,
remember.
my inspiration was an ironing board. It's the cover.
The cover, the ironing board.
Fucking idiot. And she's talking, and I'm like, this bitch is an attorney. And then I looked, and I don't know if you noticed this. I don't have anything I can hold. Well, I could just show you. The model was holding a yellow purse like it was, she was being paid to keep it safe, but it was also radioactive. She was
Yes.
like holding it
She
like,
really was not happy with that.
no, she, it was the weirdest thing. It was like, I could not take my eyes off this woman. Star is doing all she can do not to have a nervous breakdown, I think. Did you see her like?
She looked really, she did not in good shape.
No, she was no, even whatever beyond on the verge of tears is right before it becomes tears. And the Nina says what we've all also been thinking since we first saw it, which is, it is absolutely not, never know how, never going to be wearable. Ain't nobody never wearing this. Never. And so then Heidi asked them all to leave the stage so that they can discuss, right? And then there's that backstage anxiety banter. that gets better, I think, as the shows go on.
Yep.
But early on, people don't know each other. So they're just very much like, I don't want to go home. What do you want to do? I don't want to go home either.
It's very
Excellent.
robotic.
I'm worried.
They all sound German. I'm worried.
Oh my God. And then we see the judges. And this was really enlightening for me. Because unlike you, I was confused. I thought that Daniel might be one of the winners at that point.
Yes, I did. I was a little fooled by that. I'm sorry. One second. You got to give me a second because my dog, she knows how to open
the door. Why don't we take
but
a
not
break
get
and we'll
out.
We can take a quick break.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Break.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, now that we've both told our dogs to fuck off, we can
Right.
continue.
So yeah, I loved watching the judges. I felt like that was where I was learning everything. I was like, oh shit, I have terrible taste. Because I really didn't think Daniels was that bad.
Oh,
Compared
really?
to other people, compared to Stars, I just thought Stars looked like a child did it, like a child crinkled up foil, and it just looked very juvenile. But
I
then Michael
think
was talking about like garbage couture, and I
garbage
went,
code. Yeah,
oh,
no. Well,
no.
I think that there's a part of this that the judges have to also think, can I work with this person later on? Like that's like an unspoken, like, are
Ah.
they malleable, right? Are they malleable? Star, I think, is malleable.
Michelle, you always bring the fucking hot take. God. Yes, Michelle, that's why we pay you the big bucks. Yeah, honestly, I didn't even think of that because the whole time I kept thinking, I mean, I felt like Stars had like no creativity. But then when I looked at Daniels after hearing Michael talk about it, I was like, oh wow, it does look like some boring old fucking bag, right? Like it doesn't, it
Yeah.
has there's no design element in it. And they
It did
bring them
nothing for the
back.
body. It did nothing for the model's body. At least the shower
And
curtain,
she's
it had a
gorgeous.
particular drape about
So,
it. You know what I'm saying? This, yeah.
yeah. If you can't make a gorgeous girl look gorgeous, you got problems, kiddo.
Yeah.
You got the
Good
capital
things
T.
happening. Yeah.
So they bring them all back and then they have the announcements. And this is, again, I have to commend them. I think this is so fun, this part, because there is that like boom, boom, boom music. And it's like, Vanessa, you're in. You may leave the stage. Nora, you are in. And then inexplicably to me too, Wendy, who didn't even design anything. I felt like even Wendy did more poorly than Daniel up until that point. Wendy is also in. And so we have then the final three, and which is Star, Daniel, and Austin. And then we find out that Austin wins. And he's so cute
Yeah,
with his
he is.
glasses.
Yeah, in his wide eyes. Yep.
Yep, he and they say that he has true innovation, and they talk about the fact that he has immunity for the next week,
Yeah.
and then it's Daniel versus Star, and her face is like she's like eating her bottom lip
Yeah, poor thing.
a little bit, and honestly, I think she may have peed a little bit as well. I'm pretty sure she peed, and so Heidi says to both of them that you know Daniel didn't challenge himself. And that Star was not innovative. That's what they
Right.
came up with for
But
the
she went
judges.
out on a limb. That's the difference. She went out on a limb.
She did. But Daniel is ultimately out. And Heidi says, again, another beginning of a catchphrase for her, which that she says every time someone leaves, which is, of course, she says goodbye in German, Auf Wiedersehen. And she shakes his hand. And Daniel is fucking stunned.
He is
He
stunned.
is
He could barely
shocked.
walk. Barely walk.
You could have knocked him over with a feather. I actually felt bad because he, like, I was surprised, but he was stunned. I think he thought he was the shit and that he was the winner up until Austin's name was called. I really do. I don't think it for a second he thought that his design wasn't amazing. He goes backstage, and did you see that sort of awkward exchange with Austin, and he says goodbye to everyone. Then they bring him to his desk area and he starts cleaning his desk area.
Yeah.
I always love that little segment, but I don't know if you noticed this, but he's cleaning his desk area and his failed design is right behind him on a mannequin.
Yes.
Like looking over his shoulder. Like, this is dun, your fault, dun, asshole. Dun, yeah. This is all, you did this to us. It was you. And so he says, this is, so remember before when you were saying that there's a certain level of integrity in this show and all that stuff. This is when I said to you, it's ironic because Daniel doesn't think that. This is where he says, and I wrote all this down because I couldn't believe how cuckoo it was. So he says the remaining designers are theatrical, but then he looks to the camera. I mean, he's so comfortable with the camera.
Yeah, he is.
To the camera. And he says, if you believe in honor, dignity, integrity, if you believe in artistic credence and artistic honesty, and if you believe in following your bliss, then I'm Daniel Franco, and I'd like to wish you bliss.
The preacher. Fuck? He's a preacher. Well, he's right. Isn't his dad, like, didn't he run a fucking wedding chapel while his dad was stroked out?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said? So, you know, that is, that it, he's a snake oil salesman, is what it is.
I mean, I just could not, I could not believe it. I was just... Yeah, I couldn't believe it. So before we move on to the categories, any thought, just general thoughts on the episode, on our first sort of foray into Project Runway from 20 years ago?
You know, I'm looking forward to this getting a little smaller because it's just, there's too many people for me to keep track of. You know, there was a lot of like not extraordinary middle of the road stuff. So I can't really pick out. Right now I'm just sort of like trying to vibe off their personalities.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I gotta say, you know, I like Jay. I like the South Park guy. I don't know why.
We love Cartman. He's our favorite.
Yeah.
I do too. Who I'm liking so far is basically Austin, Kara and Jay in terms of their personalities. I'm interested to see. And Wendy rubs me the wrong way.
Kara's really, she's pretty cool. You know, she's pretty groovy.
Yeah, but I feel the same way as you. There's just so many contestants and models.
Yeah. Like, I don't know who's who for the models. I don't know who's who. I couldn't.
I only know which one Morgan is.
Yeah, because she got Fywood.
Yeah, because she's in Twubs.
Yeah.
I have to say I was glued to this episode because I'd never seen it before. So every sort of twist and turn was like suspenseful for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, to your point, I don't think it's not easy to fall in love with a character, with a person of the designer, or even with their design, because even if I'm looking at everything that we saw in this one episode, it would be hard for me if I had to pick one person to, like, you know, look at their line. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I'd pick.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious though. When we think about like, looking at the styles that we saw, was there anything that you would have worn?
Anything that I would have worn? No.
Me either. We're not there yet. I think we'll get there soon, but like I think we're like too early yet to get actual things that people might want to wear.
Yeah.
I feel like they have to go through some trial and error and go through some fire.
And this was definitely the trial and error period. There's a lot to be said for people. And, you know, between like the sort of, you know, how do they get along with other people? You know, are they willing to go out on a limb? That sort of thing.
And, you know, to your point, how do they get along with other people? Project Runway, I've noticed, can be collaborative.
Yes,
like they sometimes have to work together.
Yeah,
on teams,
and you have to be able to deal with that. You know.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a big another layer that I think will be fun too.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? You ready to hop into the categories?
Yeah, I am ready.
All right. So the first is, of course, my favorite, and I'm so excited to have new categories for this series. You know, I was super excited. Mm-hmm. So Top Gun, what's our favorite Tim Gunn moment? So how about for you, Michelle? What was your favorite?
It's really bad. It was really bad, Morgan. That one. It was just really bad.
Was really bad. It
Yeah,
was
he's
really
like,
bad.
that's
That's
really
awesome.
bad. And just sort of his hands are kind of, doing the emphasis, really bad.
I love him so much. He's so awesome. My favorite was when he was talking with Daniel. Like I was just like, I just loved watching him just be like, that's some bullshit.
Did you
Okay, I'm gonna get going.
suddenly see though, like the kind of like the spirals and like the cartoons, like the spirals in someone's eyes, and he starts like getting woozy?
Because they've been hypnotized. Did you ever see the TV show Little Britain?
I don't think so. No, Little Britain.
So there's this two guys, David Walliams and Matt Lucas, and it's like Kids in the Hall, and the fact that they play like most of the characters, men or women. And one of them, Matt Lucas, plays this character. I think his name is Kenny, and he's a hypnotist. But so the way he hypnotizes you is just like look into your like, it, but he does it if he needs something from you, like if he needs money from you, like look into my eyes, look into my eyes, not around the eyes, look into my eyes. You're under, and then he'd be like, "I need $50." 3, 2, 1, you're back, Michelle. I need 50, and then you'd be like, "Do you need $50?" So he does
My God,
this
he
whole
just
thing,
like
and it makes
Svengali's people. That's so
yes.
funny.
And I feel like that's who Daniel is. I feel like he's like 3, 2, 1, you're under. My designs are excellent. Never seen anything like my work. 3, 2, 1, and you're back in the room. Like I feel like that's who Daniel is. But I love that sort of Tim Gunn moment where he's just listening in, he's leaning in, and he's almost under. He's and then he gets up and he's like, I gotta go. I gotta
So funny.
And then our second category is, I think, well, this will be, to our point, will be a lot more fun and will be easier for us as we go down the line and get closer to actual Fashion Week. But this is called Fashion Favorite. So what were your favorite designs this week? What was maybe the thing that you thought was coolest?
I mean, there's the corn dress, but if we could take the attention off the actual designs that were created, I have to say that I was really entertained by Daniel and how he dressed like Beetlejuice through the whole thing. I mean, I just, with the cuffs and the shirts and the
I'm
hair,
telling
and
you,
his hair was like
he's
this.
like,
He's like, how do you do that?
I don't know if you know this band, but I need you to look up Black Veil Brides.
Black
So there,
Veil
he looks like,
Brides.
and he looks like he could be the guitar player for Black Veil Brides. Like just
So
that whole
funny.
like emo look. Any man who's using a straightener like
Yeah.
that is just
Yes.
like, it's you're doing too much. I feel like you're
Yeah.
doing too much. So you didn't have something that you were like, oh, I really like that look.
No,
Other than what Daniel was wearing.
I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, I feel the same. I did. My favorite design this week was Nora's, though, because if I was younger and in better shape, I would love to wear a dress like that, especially in like the late 80s, early 90s. I would have been the
Yeah,
shit in that dress.
definitely. With like some cool, like dye your hair to match kind of,
Oh, yes.
you
Yeah,
know?
you'd have to have, yeah, you got to have like a spiky hairdo, kind of like hers.
And terrible like lime green eyeshadow. I can see it,
Yeah, I mean, I could. It could be like a, it's like a val in Valley Girl. It's like a Valley Girl look.
Yes, exactly.
Nicolas Cage comes out of nowhere. It's a whole situation. It feels like every teenage 80s movie could have had a moment where someone could have come out wearing that dress and maybe fingerless gloves.
It just said, dude.
Yeah,
Dude.
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 All right. So our next category is exit stage left. So this is our predictions for next week. So knowing what we know about these designers, and then we'll of course talk about this next week. But who do we think is going to be asked to leave next week? Who are we like?
Sorry, who's the one who did the pantyhose?
Alexandria.
Alexandria. Didn't someone refer to her as like the Venezuelan queen or Venezuelan Miss America or
Yeah,
something?
she's beautiful. She's
Yeah.
gorgeous. Yeah, she's a very
Yeah.
pretty girl.
I don't know. I just I don't know. She's something blah about her. I don't know.
Yeah. That's why I said honestly, like her design was like very yawn. Like I loved the fact that she created the fabric from the socks and the pantyhose, but I felt like the design itself was very much like, Oh, so it's just a like a sweetheart neckline, tank
Yeah.
top dress.
And then she also
Oh.
says something in the beginning about how, people underestimate how smart she is. Didn't she say that?
Yeah, and I was very much like,
What does that
I
mean?
think people are underestimating or overestimating how talented you are. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what's happening. Okay. So you have Alexandria for next week, and so I'm holding fast. I think that Star is just not up for it. I think she's not only is she not talented enough to keep up with these guys, I also feel like now that we're talking about the fact that like going forward, they're going to be like much more collaborative challenges. I just don't think that she's someone who could stand up for herself and you know what I mean? Like in a collaborative thing. What do you think?
This is really mean to say, but I can see like Nina Garcia enjoying like a cat and mouse thing, keeping Star around for a little bit.
Because she likes to be like, what was your inspiration?
Yeah. What were you
I
thinking?
am fashion. I am
Were you
fashion.
thinking? Were you
You are
thinking?
not fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I think it's Star, but and you think it's Alex. So we'll check in about that next episode. And then last, and this I think is kind of funny to do too. The idea of like, whatever happened to Baby Jane? What happens to the people that are eliminated? So we'll do this each episode. We'll talk about who is eliminated and what happens to them. So this at time it was Daniel Franco. So I didn't realize he's only a year younger than you and I. So he's an old dude. And I have to say, when someone is most notable for their appearance in Project Runway, that is not a good sign. But what I didn't know about him was, did you know, Michelle, that he was in 3 seasons of Project Runway?
He was?
3 seasons. He is known for achieving. So his big claim to fame in Project Runway is that every season he was on, all three, he achieved the same place, meaning he was out, he was 12th. He was out the first week in each season. He never made it past the first week.
See, now that to me, that's like
He
they.
was in season one, season two. He came back for season two, and then All Stars season five. And each time he was eliminated first.
That's so that to me is like a real cat and mouse thing, like they
Yeah.
just wanted to see like if he does he still suck? Let's ask him back,
Oh yeah,
right?
he totally sucks. And because he's such a weird character. So he was actually cast as between 1977 and 84, he was cast as the principal lead in 16 different television commercials, promoting brands such as McDonald's, Tang, Raisin Bran. He starred in the
Tang.
PBS program Villa Alegre, a Spanish version of Sesame Street, for 2 seasons between 1977 and 79. In 1980, he was cast as a recurring character on the CBS soap opera, Michelle, The Young and the Restless.
No, come on.
Michelle, he has experience, I told you. He holds a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from Otis College of Art and Design and Associate Arts degree in Fashion Design from FIT. In 1995, he received critical acclaim when he was voted Best Designer by the Fashion Group International. And that was what sort of sent him to start thinking about Project Runway, his experience on the show. He relaunched his collection. He called it the Daniel Franco collection. And he actually was in New York Fashion Week in 2007, as recent as that. He auditioned
Really?
for Fox's American Idol in season 9, but did
Was
not
his
make the
talent?
age cutoff.
What was his talent?
He was featured during the Adam Lambert lookalike montage.
Oh.
Isn't
Can
that
he sing
crazy?
though? Can he sing?
He must be able to.
Oh.
He must
So
be able to.
this is it. So he comes. He's already got experience. He thinks he knows what the fuck he's talking about. He thinks he's hot shit and that everybody should be seeing that. And he thinks he's got a leg up, but see, he's missing like the sort of humble aspect of it.
And I think that's the thing that the judges and everybody else, except for me, saw through. Like, I feel like that's the stuff that everybody saw through. Like, I was just like, oh, like his dress looks like it's wearable. But I mean, was that something that I would consider wearable for like a night out? Probably not. Right? It looked like something that somebody's nana might wear, like an algebra teacher, Mrs. Sweeney.
Oh gosh. She did wear shit like that, didn't she?
Might wear that. Yeah, might wear that to teach algebra. So I do get it now. I understand the whole like the context of why Daniel had to go. And it seems like he had to go a couple other times as well. So
Yeah.
they made the right decision for sure.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I remember like interviewing for grad school, and everybody was kind of there because they had some talent, right? Like the faculty saw that, your portfolio, whatever you presented was good. You know what I mean? You kind of made some certain criteria, but then you had to really go and you like sort of defend your work, talk about it. But then there was a question of like, why you? Like, why not like financially or anything, or what it's going to do for you? What is this going to do for you personally? Like, how are you going to grow? And that's some shit to have to sling, I got to tell you. It's so,
Well, and that's some introspection, right? Like that's being really vulnerable. And I wonder if Daniel, he feels like, because he's very showy, that it's hiding like an inability maybe to be vulnerable about himself.
yeah, because he's just gotten all these things, you know what I'm saying? But of course, why is he in fashion now after he was doing these acting things? See, he's not really
Well,
following a
that, and
thread.
that's the thing. I feel like he's just one of those. It feels like honestly too. Once I read his bio, and I was like, oh my God, no wonder he's. Because I've kept thinking to myself, like, wow, like he seems incredibly comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah.
He's just kind of sitting there, and I'm thinking to myself, well, some people, I guess, are just naturally good at it.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
No, he's spent most of his childhood standing in front of a camera, and so. I think that a part of it is that, to your point, that he was for real, not to, no pun intended for a fashion show. He really was style over substance
Yeah.
and not much style.
Yeah, not much. No.
Very little style. Very little style.
There was a scene where I don't think maybe it was like an overall shot that they were doing, or maybe they were talking to somebody else, but it was a wide shot and he's in the background and there's no noise on him, but he's kind of, yes, yeah, what the fuck
He's
was
doing his
that?
hands. He's doing guns. He's giving
He's
guns. He's
pointing.
like,
He's like, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, new, you
you know what it is?
what? Yeah.
He's doing that because he knows the camera's on him.
Yeah.
He knows the camera indirectly is on him, and he's putting together his outfit. And he's like literally like giving like guns, putting them out, and be like, yeah, like lunging and kind of being like,
Yes,
I could understand if he was doing that if the model was wearing it, but it was like the mannequin.
yeah.
Like there was nobody else around. Yes.
Yeah. And the shot was not about him. Or was it about him? I don't know.
It was Jay and Robert. That was the, they remember I was like they were
Oh
bitching about
yes, and
him.
they
They were
were
like
like,
us.
yeah.
They
And
were
you
like
want to know
us.
why we hate him? Because he does this shit, right?
Yes. And that was the thing. I was like, yep, that's us right there. Yep. We're gonna hate Daniel. But yeah, now that when I look back at the episode, it's so funny. Once you know who left. You can look back at the episode and go like, oh, right, there were the 20 clues.
Yeah, I
But I
know.
will tell you guys, honestly, it's going to be like, it's every day is like memento. I have memento mind. Every day is brand new with me. I literally get confused by Murder, She Wrote. At the end of every Murder, She Wrote, I'm like, no way, he killed him? I have no clue. So I'm going to be the worst at this. Michelle is going to be very incisive and have lots of really good hot takes. I can tell that right from the start. I am going to be lost every time and just going to be like, I love that dress. It's shiny. So
Now look, if they bring
that's what's
out the
nice about
glitter
us.
and the sequins, I'm done for. It's
Yeah.
it's a
If
you
there's
it's
fringe on it.
yeah, you should have stayed. You should have stayed. Glitter, fringe, sequins. Yeah. I don't know
Yeah.
why. I don't know why. They're
I'm
gone, aren't I?
anybody's. Yeah. I'm anybody's for a tacky outfit. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think this is going to be a really, really fun, rewatch. I'm looking forward to doing it with you, Michelle. Any other insights before we go?
No, not at all. It's pretty fun. Again, it's a lot for me to sort of like to distill and to keep track of who's who, because really everybody starts looking the same, and there's nothing extraordinary yet about anybody, except that Scarlet. Sorry, what's his name? What's his first
Austin.
Austin
Yeah.
Scarlet,
His
who.
completely real name, Austin Scarlett. Yes.
Yeah, who you can see that he's very talented, and he wants to, and he tries very hard, he might be a really annoying friend. He might just be really needy. Do you know what I mean? Or
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
yeah.
Or
I
he'd
love
be
him
the friend,
already.
he'd be like, "You would look so good in this if you lost 20 pounds."
Yes. Yes. Oh yes.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Austin. Yeah, well, I think that'll be half the fun though, Michelle. I think
Yeah.
half the fun of this will be going along on the ride and, literally kicking people off the island,
Yeah.
kicking the dead weight off the boat as we go.
Yeah.
And then getting to know people a little bit deeper. And like we said, hopefully coming up with some designs that, I think that some of them are going to probably be extraordinary. We'll be fighting
Yes.
over them and wishing that we could buy them.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun too. But I think you're right. It's hard now, unless that person is like Daniel. It's like such a character that you can't tear your eyes off of him because he's either so weird or obnoxious or whatever. Unless somebody's like that, it's going to take us, I think, a couple of episodes to really find the people that we are in love with or the people that we absolutely hate.
Yep.
So it'll get polarizing soon, and I'm looking forward to the ride with you.
Yeah.
And before we go, we do want to thank everybody who has listened, who's watched along and listened to the recaps with us. Those of you that are maybe thinking about reading some cool books, we're going to be doing four or five different book reviews this season as well. Be listening out for those. But before we leave you guys, we always like to say just to be kind to everybody, Michelle, because
Oh,
anybody can be.
because anybody can be a cunt. It's real easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally easy. Let's not do that. Let's just be sweet and kind to everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. And if you get a chance, please leave us a like, a follow, and a review. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.